need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. We've passed 200 episodes and nearing 1 year on the show. So for next month, I'll be doing a drawing for a $50 Amazon gift card. You can start entering today by going to marketadventures.co/giveaway. You're going to fill out a short survey to enter the drawing, and on June 15th, I'm going to pick one winner. Now, the goal of the survey is twofold. One, although I've already heard from a lot of you, I'd love to get to know more of you and what you like, right? The survey allows me to create more focused content to give you all the tools you need to start investing. The second fold is an opportunity for me to just give you guys something for tuning into the show and staying involved. Go to marketadventures.co/giveaway to take the survey and get entered for a chance to win a $50 Amazon gift card. Good luck. Next item on the list is I had a super dad day on Saturday with my children. I decided to dedicate that day to them, and I didn't publish an episode. And I was also working on editing an interview to publish for you this week. So that took up all of my day Saturday and preparation for a Friday as well. So I know you're looking forward to that Saturday episode, but I promise you, not only was Dad Day super important, but the next few days of interviews that I was editing will be worth it. So get excited now. Now let's take a look at three stocks I'm looking to buy or trade options on today. Stay tuned. Growing up in the hills of Jamaica, I spent most of my days climbing trees and running the streets barefoot with my friends and family. Even when I came to America, if I wasn't at a sports practice, I was out and about with friends. Doing my part to preserve a clean environment is an integral part of what makes me, me. Last year alone, the big banks invested more than $500 billion in industries that directly led to global warming. That's why I love Aspiration. I know that my money will never be used to destroy the earth that I love. Even more, I can choose to fight global warming with every purchase by planting a tree using my spare change. On the financial side, I get up to 10% cash back at environmentally friendly partners, and you can get access to up to 20 times the interest of a traditional bank savings account and pay no fees at almost 60,000 ATMs. Here's the best news. Aspiration is offering all of us up to $200 when we open an account at aspiration.com/market. I started with only $10 and now I'm hooked on the amazing feeling that I get making a difference in the world that I love to explore as a child. Be a part of the change by going to aspiration.com/market. So some things to note this week, right? Elon Musk this weekend had a big breakup with Bitcoin. He didn't directly tweet, but I think he responded to some tweets. Some people tagged him in, and they hinted at him selling his Bitcoin holdings. He didn't actually confirm it, but the crypto world is freaking out. Cryptos are down big this weekend. Wednesday, we have the FOMC, right? That's the Fed committee. Their minutes from the meeting that they had last week. So it's just a essentially just what they talked about in word form instead of them actually coming and talking about it. We're not expecting much of a change from what we actually heard. And what the market already knows about inflation, that they're expecting everything to be transitory, so they're not expecting the Fed to raise rates anytime soon. So the market is taking that as a bullish sign, even though it's not running rampantly bullish, it's melting up. We still might see asset prices continue to move up, or at least sideways for now. And we're basically just listening for monetary policy from the Fed, right? That I just talked about. We're looking for a change in policy or a commitment to stay the course. And we're also looking for political changes as well. You talk about the exchange happening over between Palestine and Israel. We have some talks with Iran and their sanctions and possibly entering into the world trade for oil again. So there's a lot of different things that are ensuing that we just have to listen for. So three stocks that I'm bullish on are Airbnb. It's part of the reopening trade, of course. I know whenever I travel from now on, I look straight for Airbnbs. I understand and I appreciate the value of it. If you have not started buying stocks for your long-term portfolio, if you believe in Airbnb and you use it, Airbnb is at a great, great price. It's actually back around its IPO price, right, where it first came onto the become publicly traded. So it's at a very good price point, and I'm going to add it to my long-term portfolio, but also it's a good opportunity to trade options on it if it decides to move in a particular direction. But again, we need news or some kind of event that's going to help push it along. But it's on the watch list. We have DraftKings. The price level is great. The last few weeks have been great news, but it's been selling off. So we're waiting for that news to be digested. And then there needs to be one. Again, if I'm trading options, I need that event. If I'm not trading options, it's time to start building a position, right? You don't have to trade options to make money in the stock market. You really don't even have to touch options at all. You just want to buy when it's a good time to buy. Like Airbnb, DraftKings are great, great price levels. Could they keep going lower? Yes, but are they already pretty low? Yes. It's like seeing my favorite shoes on sale at a store. I mean, I could buy it now. I could wait and hope there's another sale, but it wouldn't hurt if I bought at least a little bit now, right? A little piece of it now, if you could do that with a shoe. We also have our first full sports seasons ahead. We just had the NFL draft. We're expecting the NFL season to start soon. We had that fight between Floyd Mayweather and that other guy. So we have some things coming up in the sports world as well. And I know that Florida is talking about their sports betting laws as well. Something is going to vote. I heard on NPR. I wasn't actually listening too much. But they're putting something up for vote as well. So there's some good stuff lining up for DraftKings as well. Beyond Meat is at a good price level. It also, again, speaks to that same thing. Like, I understand the value of Airbnb, of Beyond Meat. I've eaten their burgers. I love their burgers. They're actually kind of fire. So I understand the value of Beyond Meat. And it's just the same thing with DraftKings. There's been a lot of good news hitting the wire. But because of the broader market sell-off of growth stocks, those have been hit. So they've been getting sold off because they were relatively high, but the good news is still there, right? The fundamental good news is still there. With reopening trades, right? More restaurants and things like that, and there'll be more traffic going into Walmart, where Beyond Meat, again, makes a majority of their profits from those in-store sales, but also from restaurant chains as well. So there's a lot of good news, but again, it's a growth stock, so it's been sold off because of these inflation worries as well. So there are all that good price levels. If you're talking about buying and opening positions, these are great places to open positions if there's an accumulation phase, right? So if the stock is moving sideways for a time period and trading within a range, that's a good accumulation period. That's a good time to get in. If it's still just going down, it's a good time to just wait and see if it starts to slow down the momentum to the downside and start moving sideways, right? The sideways action is good. It means that there is some buying and some support. So those are my three stocks that I'm bullish on that I'm either going to buy stocks or trade options. I've got some super speculative ones that, again, aren't moving sideways, but I either like the stock a lot or I like what's going on the charts in terms of a technical point of view, moving averages, trend lines, other setups like that are, again, complicated, but not complicated, but also not as simple to just look at the chart and see. So We have Workhorse is really cheap. I was buying shares at $13, $11, now to $8 if I was a buyer that high. I'm still a buyer. I like the company. I like the idea behind the company. I like what they do. They're just kind of in the crapper about this UPS deal. We have Coinbase. I use Coinbase. I look at Coinbase several times a day just to see how the cryptocurrency market is going. So I understand the value of Coinbase. It's down around its IPO, well, lower than its IPO price, actually. Right, it's lower than its IPO or it's a direct listing price. It's at around 250. It released around like 350 or something like that, 300 something. So it's at a really cheap level. If institutions start moving in, I heard some other investors say that there's a potential for institutions to move in around 250. So we'll see if it holds that level. Great. If it doesn't, then we'll just keep waiting. But again, I use Coinbase every day. Right, Square. Bitcoin news with Elon Musk. Square has a huge Bitcoin position. Obviously, Bitcoin is going to affect Coinbase as well. But we have Square and PayPal both have huge Bitcoin positions. So we'll see if the news over the weekend affects that company. We have AMD. Their price level is really good, like on a technical level, on a chart, it's at a good support level. But again, the fundamental factors haven't changed, right? So now we're talking about technicals and fundamentals. The fundamental factors haven't changed behind the semiconductor shortage. So we'll see if the fundamentals trump technicals here or if the broader market movement's going to really dictate what AMD does. And then we have Alibaba, which is the Chinese Amazon. The price level has been really sold off a lot because China's been hitting them with fines and all that stuff. And China doesn't really like their CEO too much as well. We also have some China interest rate decision on Thursday. So if China decides to increase their interest rate and slow down their growth, which is unlikely, we can look for some movements in Alibaba, right? So those are my stocks, right? Got the three stocks I'm bullish on. Then these ones I just mentioned were super speculative. I have no idea where I want to play them. It's just kind of a wait and see kind of thing. But if you have any questions, right, on what I'm looking at, how I'm thinking, you have the courses that you can look at. You have the newsletter, right? The courses are relatively cheap that I put up there. The newsletter, it can be free, right? You can subscribe for free. But the most important thing right now is doing that survey because, again, if the content that I'm providing can help you get started, so that when I do put out these watch lists, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I can give you more so these watch lists make more sense to you. If you do understand it, I hope you make the best of the trades this week. If you don't understand it, let me know what I can do to make this podcast give you more educational components that you need to put this all together to finally get you invested in the stock market. Remember, go to marketadventures.co, that's C-O, /giveaway to enter for a chance to win a $50 Amazon gift card and a free subscription to my newsletter for a whole year. Go to marketadventures.co/giveaway. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.